And then I become an intelligence officer analyst in the Air Force in the 1987 to 90 timeframe, where I spent my first year in the Republic of Korea, South Korea, Osan Air Base, 87-88. And that's significant because the Seoul Olympics were being held in the summer of 88. So that entire year was probably one of the more dangerous periods of time in modern history on the Korean Peninsula. Kim Il-sung, who is the grandfather of the current leader, was the, you know, the recognized god of North Korea. He did not want the South to have a successful Olympics. So it was tense. I mean, seriously, seriously tense every day of the threat of them coming across the border, either planes or ships. They're already capturing and sending people down to disrupt the Olympics. So it was a fantastic opportunity for a young second lieutenant, kind of upstart. I was always kind of, let's just say that self-doubt was never one of the things that I was plagued with.
Yeah.
And you can take that any way you want, but being confident and being sure and walking into this room where everyone at this table were all either a one-star general was like the lowest rank in the entire room. And I'm this second lieutenant Butterbar brought in and watching this spectacle. And then my colonel turns to me and he says, "Well, what do you think about the briefer?" And I said, "Well, I could do that." And he said, "Well, good, because the last three were fired and you're next up." I looked at him and I said, "Colonel, I will not be the fourth." And he just kind of looked at me. He maybe had known me for, you know, maybe a month by this point, and I didn't get fired. What I was able to do was connect with the general. What I was able to do was collect with the whole chain of command and then stay within my lane. Don't take sides, you know, be that middle of the road kind of guy. And some people see that as, oh, you're not taking a position. As an intelligence officer, we're not supposed to take a position. Our job is not to tell the president what he wants to hear. Our job is to tell the president and the national security advisor and everybody else what they need to know for the reasons that they need to, you know, protect our nation. So I kind of learned that my whole life. Didn't realize I was learning it my whole life,